This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
We're asking people, because coming up later in the show, we're going to be talking about a very famous singer that has passed away that is back on tour as a hologram.
I don't know how this is going to work.
No, we put the call out there, Dean.
To 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au. We asked, who would you like to see as a hologram in concert?
Who do you want to dig up and light up?
And Terry from Coburg has messaged in. Thanks, Terry. George Michael. That would be good. Actually, I saw George Michael live when he was when he came out to Melbourne a couple of years ago.
Really?
He was great in concert. Yeah, really, really good.
It's just him, and then he just waggles about. Ange just texted in.
Hey, Ange.
Ange just said, Amy Winehouse.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, man. That was also a great documentary, and that was very tragic.
Yes, they tried to make her go to rehab.
Yes.
What did she say?
Dad was like, no, you're fine, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no.
What else we got here?
Oh, Simo from the Paris end of East St. Kilda.
Hello.
Marilyn Monroe, says Simo.
Mmm.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Is that her famous song?
Well, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend is probably her more famous one.
Yes, of course. A kiss on the something does a ba-ba-da-ba.
Now, Richard, we've been asking our listeners if they were to go and see a dead artist.
Speaking of pirate ghosts.
Yeah, not a ghost, but a hologram.
Yeah.
A hologram.
Which artist would they go to see? And we've had a message in from Robbie from Mornington.
Hi, Robbie.
And Robbie's saying, isn't it cold? Yes, Robbie, it is cold.
It is cold.
It is so cold.
Well done.
Then Robbie goes on to answer the question, which is, and Robbie thinks Elvis Presley would be
a good show.
Yes. I was just saying, we were talking about Elvis just a moment ago. I was just saying, I actually lived with a housemate some years ago who worked in a 7-Eleven store, and just for kicks he got around with the "Hello, my name's Elvis" badge on.
Elvis lives.
Elvis lives in a 7-Eleven in Kilsyth.
So who would you go to see?
Kilsyth?
Let's put you on the spot. Yeah.
Who would I go to see as a hologram?
Yeah.
Glenn Miller.
Has he passed away? Oh, so I was thinking Glenn Fry.
Glenn Fry from the Eagles. Glenn Miller. Well, I want the whole band holographic, of course, not just Glenn. No, I'd go with Elvis. I think the listener's onto something. Yeah, Elvis is it.
Obese, gross, sweaty Elvis?
Yeah, no, you've got to go late Elvis. Yeah, I love the 70s Elvis. I want the glitz and the glam. Go with all that and the rohan. Yeah, and thank you very much. I wouldn't be satisfied if that didn't happen.
Yes. Exactly.
That's beautiful.
You are with Jack and Dean for the Tuesday Drive Home on Joy 94.9. Now, we've been talking all show, in fact, about an artist who is about to tour the world as a hologram.
Yes, because they're no longer with us on planet Earth.
And joining us on the line from the bigsmoke.com news site is Alex to tell us all about what is planned.
In real form, not hologram.
Is that really Alex, or are you a hologram too?
Yes. It's really me.
Yay!
It's interesting, you know, because I'm someone who was really surprised when Tupac came out, for example, as a hologram during Coachella in 2012. We've seen Elvis have the same thing happen. ABBA came out with a worldwide tour that was going to be a hologram tour, but they're not dead, so they just don't want to go on a plane, I guess.
That's bizarre.
It's so weird because I always think about the customer experience. So if you're somebody who's paid money to go to a concert, knowing that the person's not really there, is it really any different to watching it on YouTube at home other than the environment around you is different? It's not. You're not really engaging with the artist, which is the whole point of a live show.
Yeah, you finally get to be in the same room as one of your heroes. I mean, normally you're too far away, but they're still there.
They're there. And so this concert with Whitney Houston is going to be touring with a real band. So it's her original band and including her brother. So it would just be Whitney that's the hologram. But again, it comes down to, you know, what ticket prices will they sell? I mean, they haven't said the prices yet. They haven't said the dates exactly yet. But we know it's a $7 million deal between the Whitney Houston estate and the company putting on the tour.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of money in holograms.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do they do research to see if anyone's interested in that? How do they gauge that? Do you know?
I think the way it usually works probably is in the popularity of the artist still. And they know that through record sales and YouTube searches. And these companies always looking for a way to make money. And if you think about the fact that no one really pays for music anymore, very rarely, you can understand why an estate like Whitney Houston's estate would find an offer like this quite interesting. And you can also see why a publishing company would be trying to come up with these ideas. There was even talk about a possible Ronnie James Dio hologram concert, which was meant to be quite a big deal, but it was a complete failure. And then now people are talking about you know, reggae artists that have passed away, like Bob Marley, being a hologram concert. But again, I just come back to this point. What is the point other than for a novelty?
Yeah.
And is the hologram, so are you watching a stage and there's the band on stage and there's a hologram of Whitney centre stage?
Yeah.
Moving along.
So this happened with Roy Orbison. So the end of 2018, there was an entire concert with Roy Orbison and he was a hologram on stage backed by a real band. And, you know, Roy Orbison fans said that they loved it. They even saw, for example, you know, people really getting into the concert as if Roy Orbison was there, screaming at the stage as if their favourite artist was on there.
What age group was that?
It's Roy Orbison. And I don't think they probably don't know it's a hologram.
That's what I'm saying. Then,
they probably think he just looks really pale. Like, he looks very, very faint for some reason. I can't quite work it out. But, you know, this is the move towards trying to keep music alive. But then I was remembering when Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole had a duet?
Well,
and
yes.
It was based on 1991. And it wasn't a hologram, but it was just like the taping of her voice into his song.
Well, that's right. At the recent Cher, when Cher toured Australia recently, she did a duet with Sonny Bono. She did "I've Got You, Babe," and of course, Sonny Bono died many years ago. But it was done like as a video. So Sonny up on the video screen, his voice,
and
she'd
sweet.
Do her bit. It was kind of sweet.
Yeah, have a little.
But it wasn't a hologram. It wasn't like a.
And it was a one song to tribute, and one person was real.
Well, allegedly.
So this is a novelty thing to me. It's not. I can't see this being a sustainable new way. I mean, if this was the way concerts were enjoyed in 20 years' time, when everyone's dead, I mean, what sort of concert will we have?
It's interesting because I can imagine. I actually went to see, I think it was a Doctor Who thing where they had a live symphony orchestra playing the soundtrack to, I think it was Doctor Who or, one of those shows. But that was really impactful.
Yeah.
The music came to life and the movie was playing or the show was playing.
Yeah, they played the entire score.
And for some reason, that makes more sense to me than watching a hologram of a dead artist.
Yeah, that would be much more enjoyable.
And I think the hologram idea of an artist that passed away is exciting for one song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look, not 10 songs.
A free concert in the park, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they're paying full price, that's the issue. I think
So what do we think? We're not going to be. Alex, will you be buying a ticket to go and see Whitney Houston?
I don't go to buy tickets for like the people who are alive. I'm not dead people.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all. I don't see the difference between going to a hologram concert and watching YouTube at home.
I agree, but it's a little bit cheaper and you keep ruggies on and, you know.
Yeah, I feel...
Exactly.
I'm weird like that. I want to see, even with, like, stand-up or whatever, I want it more of an intimate setting. And I get when they're so famous you can't get that, but I don't see if I'm up at the top tier of an arena and the person's, like, I'm squinting and I'm looking at them on a screen anyway. I don't know. I talk myself out of everything.
I think for some people they like the idea of being around other people and their whole environment. I'm not one of those people.
No, so I get it. Yeah.
Okay, so I think the jury is out on the hologram in concert. Thanks, Alex. Looks forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks, Alex.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.